This story begins with $10 million, the amount of money Governor Pence allocated to On My Way Pre-K when he signed the program into law earlier this year. Divide that by five counties, split between the 2,000 eligible children, and the solution comes out to raising more money. The law requires the counties to fundraise at least 10% of their portion through private donations or federal grants. Dennis Rittenmeyer heads up the pre-K pilot in Lake County and says finding money has been his biggest challenge.
It's frustrating because it's a moving target.
That moving target is some ambiguity attached to the program. Lake County, along with three others, chose to move the start date up from next summer to this January. Rittenmeyer also says some people plan to lobby the legislature to extend the program for more than just a year. All of this moving and possible expansion makes Rittenmeyer's job of asking for money more tricky.
And so when I was asked by donors, are you going to come back next year? I said, no, this is a one-year program. I'm not. And then last week I learned, well, maybe.
But Rittenmeyer can't promise eligible kids more than a year scholarship and can't guarantee teachers a long-term job. Because for now, the assumption has to be the program will end after 1 year. At the other end of the state, in Vandenberg County, leaders are planning for the possibility the program might be extended. The county's program leader, Jennifer Drake, says they were fortunate to meet their 10% fundraising goal early, so now they have time to begin thinking ahead.
We're focused on being well-positioned for that and then balancing that with what needs exist in addition to the scholarships to make On My Way Pre-K successful now. And
in Marion County, dozens of representatives from community organizations sit in a room at the United Way building in Indianapolis. The group is mostly a mix of preschools, school districts, and child care advocacy groups, and they are brainstorming ways to recruit families.
The initial thought I had was email, but then I thought, how many people don't have computers?
Jeff Kusser isn't a teacher or an early childhood expert. He's a business guy and works for PNC Bank. PNC committed $500,000 to On My Way Pre-K of Marion County because the company's philanthropic focus is on early education. This donation is an example of what Lake County is missing, a large gift from a big corporation or foundation. According to Beth Stroh, the lead contact for the Marion County program, PNC's donation helped their program easily reach its 10% matching goal and have some left over.
And so we have a special designation from them of an additional grant amount. So we won't include that in the match because all of the match dollars have to go toward the scholarships, but it's an addition to match dollars so that we can do some of the other things that we think are important to get the word out to families.
The extra money is helping pay for marketing materials to recruit families and providers. Back in Lake County, where more than 1,000 kids are on the waiting list for pre-K, Rittenmeyer hopes to be at this point soon. He and everyone across the state involved in the fundraising efforts agree once the program is started and a stricter timeline is in place, it will be easier to convince donors to help out. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.